This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As British authorities continue to keep Alfie Evans away from foreign treatment options, legal options to keep the boy on life support continue shrinking. A local sports team owner is among those helping with legal expenses. Alfie's condition is still undiagnosed, though he shows signs of responsiveness. Those who have long advocated such breaking of legal parental connections with their children have other messes. A wide-ranging collection of anti-poverty groups, UN agencies, and a noted author on supposed children's rights issues are wrestling with a terrible mess of sponsored prostitution, rampant and even institutionalized sex abuse, and pornography. Hillary Clinton continues showing pro-life advocates why she lost their support. Touting abortion as a human right, Hillary Clinton declares President Trump wrong on abortion. This is Life News Radio.
Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray. And maybe even give up some food to bring a culture of life.
A Catholic leader is stirring controversy on the Isle of Man as the self-governing British island between Liverpool and Belfast considers making all first trimester abortions legal. Monsignor John Devine is urging a more tolerant view of some political factions by sympathizing with abortion advocates, while labeling some Catholic pro-lifers part of a lunatic fringe. An Anglican pro-life priest says the Catholic Monsignor scandalously misrepresents and seriously distorts Catholic teaching. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.